Blog Talk Radio.
Is right. You know what that music means? It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. I feel good. We don't often record the show on a Friday, but Friday is different than Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. And I just feel great today. So much great stuff happening at GTE Financial. And one of the best things happening is the leadership class. I follow you guys on Facebook, so I see stuff. We've got the new leadership class, and I thought, hey, who best to talk to than the person facilitating it? Her name is Melissa Westray Madruga, and she joins us now. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
Hey, Jason, how are you? It's such a pleasure to be back with you. And
welcome back on the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
We got to start doing the show on Friday. Even the studio audience seems like they're in a very, very great mood. Hey, tell us about the leadership class. I saw the pictures. How are the students selected? How long is the course going to take? Tell us about it.
I would love to tell you about it. It's actually our new Emerge Leadership Program that is was designed and developed this year. We have 16 candidates that were selected. The process was quite an undertaking, and thank goodness we had individuals that were willing to do so. They had to complete an application. They had to complete essay questions. They had to create a video, submit a resume. They had to go through an interviewing process. So these people did a lot of hard work up front to even be part of this program, and I have to say that I'm so, so fortunate to be able to say that I work with these wonderful 16 individuals this year. It's a year-long program, and
wow.
We met last week, and it was absolutely fabulous. I learned more from them than they could probably ever learn from me, but it was just a great, great, great program. So I'm just really excited. I'm glad that I'm the one that's facilitating it. So
that's great. One of the things the credit union does is it thinks about the future. We do thousands of transactions today, and we'll do thousands of transactions next week. But the future in strategic thinking 5-10 years from now, no doubt, in 2016, 2025, and 2026, GT Financial will be a credit union in Tampa, Florida. So you are looking at developing talent, because people will want to retire and people will, make different decisions about, employment, stuff like that. What is the benefit to the credit union internally and externally about nurturing leaders?
Well, I think that GTE Financial, I think that they realize that we have so many deserving employees. We have really the best employees out there. That's what we were hoping to have within, GTE, the best within the best of the Tampa area. And so we want to retain these individuals, these people, and, we want them to take these leadership positions, going forward. So we have to train them. We have to prepare them for the future. We want to be proactive instead of reactive. And so that's the whole purpose behind the program is to really look futuristic, to be strategic in our planning for the future. So I'm just thrilled that we have leadership that recognizes the need for this. So
I told you also in the pre-call, I used to do leadership training when I worked at the Kerrville State Hospital here in Texas, just as a government job, but it was a great job. It was great, benefits and very stable. When we did our leadership training, it was kind of like a package deal that we bought from some vendor. I know in this case, you had a lot to do with the creation of this. So it's very much tailored to the mission of GTE Financial and in keeping with the culture of GTE Financial. I think that's why it's going to be successful. What do you think?
I think so too. I mean, I'm very hopeful. I've actually participated and actually created and designed and developed leadership training over the years. So this, is something that is tailor-made, tailor-designed for GTE employees. I think that I've combined, not only professional business skills, but also business acumen, opportunities
right.
for project management, and so on. That's really going to, help prepare our leaders for the real world. So I'm excited.
That's awesome. Yeah, you should be. We do now share the GTE podcast with the Credit Union Marketplace. There's lots of people out there that are on Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that, and they listen to different things and read different things to get a better understanding about the Credit Union Marketplace. And one of the things that I've noticed, because I host a national radio show naturally that compels me to be on certain social media sites, it seems like it's always about being a disruptor and, little pithy pictures, five ways to save more money and stuff like that and make your social media pop and all this kind of stuff. I think leadership as a concept in the credit union marketplace is under-discussed. I think we need more of it. I think credit union brands need to do a better job designing and implementing it. Tell us your thoughts on that.
I totally agree with you, because leadership is your future. And I think you've mentioned that in terms of succession planning, there are going to be a number of people that will be leaving the workforce. I mean, the boomers are leaving, and
yep.
We have to prepare ourselves for that. And what best way or better way can we do that than to provide leadership training for the folks that, we identify as high potentials and should lead us into the 21st century. So I'm in agreement with you.
Totally awesome. I totally agree with you. Thank you so much for coming back on the show. When I saw the picture, I knew we had kind of talked about this, the Emerge program, when we had you on earlier in the year, but it's just so great to see it happen. You plan something, you hire someone to do a specific thing, and now it's all coming together. These 16, we're hoping to get a bunch of them on the podcast. Like I said, I loved talking to the intern. That was one of my favorite series of shows in the 3 years that we've been doing the GTE Financial podcast. I know I didn't send this to you as a question, but I do want to ask, because we ask everybody this. What was the last song that you listened to?
I am prepared this time for
you
this
are.
Question. I am, and it was I Believe
but
in
I
You
say
by
it,
Don
so I
Williams.
I didn't even send it to you. I didn't send it to you. What was the name of the
yeah.
song?
I Believe in You by Don Williams. It was my dad's favorite song, and I heard it on the radio this morning. It just reminded me of my dad. So
I know that
yeah.
song so very, very well. That was a classic one. I think I was in middle school. I Believe in You. There are superstars.
Yes.
And yes, awesome, awesome. I'm not a big fan of country music. I think that one was kind of considered country, but it had a big crossover appeal. It was a great song. I loved it too. And listen, you're always so energetic, and you're such a gem to come back and do this show. Thank you so much, and best of luck with the Emerge program.
Thank you so much, and I would love to have the Emerge candidates come on. So I'm putting it out as a challenge to
hey,
those members
tell them
of the
to get
Emerge
ready.
Team, right? So come on board.
Get ready. I can't wait to hear their playlist of songs. Thank you, Melissa. You have a great, great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Melissa Westray. Adugo. So cool. I watched the contest awards today on Facebook Live. Just such a great time to be working for a great credit union right there at GTE Financial. As I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy. Let's be in business forever. And until next we speak, talk to you all next week. Bye.